Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey? I'm interviewing for the manager position.
The toy man is here.
I've got new toys and pie.
You're 41 years old.
You're a dinosaur.
You're throwing away your life's work for an ice cream shop?
Ooh, that cuts into my salsa dancing lessons.
Ed.
Congratulations, Ed.
Whit's gonna kill me.
Thanks for coming, Pete.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time.
I'll be in touch in the next couple of days.
Thanks, Mr. Whittaker. Appreciate it.
Bye now. Oh, boy.
Who are all these people coming through here today?
Well, I'm interviewing for the manager position.
Oh, you mean at the Whitts Inn in Connellsville?
Yeah.
Did you find anybody good yet?
Well, Colby, it has to be just the right person.
How many people have you interviewed?
22.
Wow. You must be pretty picky.
Yeah, and I plan to stay that way. Ed!
The toy man!
Hey, guys. Hello, Whit.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, everyone. The toy man is here, and he's got the toy trunk.
Now, what makes you think I have toys in here?
Because you always have toys in there.
Good point. Maybe we should take a peek inside and check.
Awesome!
Oh, impressive.
Everything's hot off the assembly line, not yet in stores.
Cool robot.
Oh, that's not just a robot, Colby. That robot has artificial intelligence. It learns as it goes.
Neat.
Try it out. I'll just let you guys grab whatever you want in the trunk here. Play with them all you want, but hey, please remember to fill out the comment card afterward.
Why are you giving away free toys?
Well, I'm not really giving them away. I work for a toy company. I'm just kid testing them.
Wow, what a cool job.
Oh, I love this part of it. Have fun.
So how you doing, Ed? I haven't seen you in a while.
I've been pretty busy. This new line of toys has been a huge project.
Yeah, they look promising.
It's getting tougher. Kids these days need so much more than I ever did.
Oh, I know.
Here I kept myself busy for hours with a corn cob and half a tennis racket.
Yeah, me too. Corn cob?
Yeah.
So how's Antoine doing at college?
Seems to be doing great. Aced his midterms.
Oh, wonderful. And the rest of the family?
Picture of perfection.
Well, can't do any better than that.
So what have you been up to? I saw Tom the other day at the hardware store. He said you've been running like bad pantyhose.
Well, I've been trying to find a manager for the new Whitts Inn. Hey, how about you? You'd be great.
I gotta think about that.
Oh, come on. You mean you don't want to give up your six-figure executive position to manage an ice cream shop?
What are the hours?
Well, you'd have to work on Saturdays.
Ooh, that cuts into my salsa dancing lessons.
Oh, that's too bad.
Otherwise, I'd be right there, Whit. Excuse me. I'm going to go play with people of my own maturity level.
Oh, I'm surprised you wasted this much time with me.
Hey, let me show you that robot, Colby.
Excellent!
I'm home! Hello, your loving father's home from work. I've got new toys and pie.
You didn't just bring that little kid toys this time, did you? I mean, I want something that's going to stimulate me.
Hang on! Wait! I might as well introduce myself as Santa Claus. Does anyone care that Dad is home?
Well, sure we do, honey. Did you say pie?
I think there's anything in there of my age. I mean, I need to go back and
tell. All right. Take the trunk. Let me know what you think.
Oh, man, that's pretty cool.
What kind of pie?
I stopped by country cooking on the way home.
Ooh, pecan. I may just have to kiss you for this one. I thought you were going to be home by 5:30.
I stopped by Whitts Inn with the new toys. I left a message on the machine.
Oh, I haven't checked the messages.
Hey, Uncle Ed, did any of these toys come from your ideas?
Yeah, a few of them did.
You've come a long way since the wooden ball catcher you made me when I was 4.
Whatever happened to that thing?
My mom threw it out. It got old and gave me splinters.
Is this robot programmable?
Yep.
Awesome. Thumbs up on the robot, Dad.
I figured you'd like that one. You find anything in there for you, Marvin?
I thought you said you were going to make that math game I invented.
I pitched it to the guys upstairs. They thought it was too complicated.
I knew they wouldn't like it.
No, Marvin. They just weren't smart enough to figure it out.
The refinancing guy came today. I got some papers you need to sign.
Elaine, can I play first?
Ed, you're 41 years old.
And I promise I'll still be 41 when I sign those papers.
That's fine, if you can deal with the nagging.
An electronic drum!
Oh, but you haven't seen the best part. Pull this out.
Oink!
The whole set. Try it. Here, Tamika, let me show you something on the robot.
I think I got it.
But hand me the controls for a second.
Okay, but I'm almost done.
I just want you to try something.
You should have made it with two control pads so we could play with it together.
Yeah, that would have been smart. You know what? None of these toys have dual controls. They're all made for only one person.
You want me to put that on the comment card?
That gives me an idea. So, folks, in summary, these toys would be specifically designed for parents and children to play with together. They're fun for the kids, but there's also an element in each one that keeps the parent involved.
Well, Ed, I really like your ideas.
Thank you, sir.
And I imagine I speak for everyone when I say that, right? Unfortunately, we've got a lot of research that shows these toys will most likely not sell.
Research?
Oh, parents don't want to play with their kids. They want toys to be their babysitters. Toys their kids can play with alone.
You gotta be kidding. That's not research. That's the end of the world. You're saying that families don't want to spend time with each other?
I didn't say they don't want to spend time with each other. They don't want to play with toys together.
But I do.
Well, that's because, and I think I speak for everyone when I say this too. You're a dinosaur.
I'm not a dinosaur. I'm a dad.
Ed, we should talk. I'm booked most of this week, but how about we meet on Thursday? In my office?
Sure.
They didn't like your ideas?
To put it mildly. Mr. Green wants to have a talk with me on Thursday.
A talk? You're not going to get fired, are you?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. I'm not working full time again. You get yourself fired, and I'm changing the locks before you even get home.
I know. It just makes me so mad at myself. I should have kept my company going.
The company was going under. You had no choice.
I had control over the toys I made. I could do anything I wanted. When I had control, I felt inspired. But when I have to go through that bureaucratic process...
You seemed awfully excited about those uninspired toys last night with the kids.
I'm inspired when I play with them, not when I have to consider 80 pages of research before I come up with an idea. Maybe I am a dinosaur.
So who are you mad at, Mr. Green or yourself?
I've lost my passion, Elaine. You remember when I started the company? You remember why I did that?
Mm-hmm, because you had no job and no prospects?
Besides that, I made those first toys for Antoine because I wanted to have a connection with him. I have no connection with kids anymore.
Oh, Ed.
Yesterday was the first time I'd been to Wits End in a month, and it felt so right being there. Talking with the kids, I miss that so much, it makes me... I don't know.
Is this a midlife crisis?
Puberty, maybe?
I don't like the way this is going. You're overreacting because they didn't like your ideas.
It's not that. This has been on my mind for a few weeks. I've been kind of blowing it off because it's so crazy, but I won't do anything rash, okay? I just need to ask God some questions. And wit.
Wit?
There was something he said yesterday. I'm hoping it was a joke, but...
What are you talking about?
I'll be back in a half hour.
Ed, back so soon.
Could I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
The other night when I was in here and you asked me if I wanted to take over the shop in Connellsville, That was a joke, right?
Well, yeah.
Knew it. Because you're looking for someone more qualified.
No, it was a joke because I really didn't think you'd say yes, since you already have a good job.
Yeah, but...
I mean, actually, I think you'd be very qualified. I can't think of anyone more capable of running it.
Fine, but capable is different than being good at it.
Well, Ed,
okay, I've got a hypothetical question, and I want you to be completely honest with me.
All right, I will, hypothetically.
Let's say I'm unemployed. Would you offer me the job at the shop at Connellsville?
Yeah, I probably would.
But that's because you feel sorry for me. I mean, I'm unemployed, right?
No. It'd be because I think you're perfect for the job.
Okay.
I mean, you're intelligent, you've got business experience.
Good.
Kids love you. You're a godly man.
You're not making this any easier, Whit.
Easier than what? What answer do you want from me, Ed?
I want you to tell me that I'm nuts. That God is telling me to do whatever I can to keep my nice, comfortable job so I can bring home a paycheck to my family.
I don't think I want to speak for God in this situation.
Then speak for logic, sanity, common sense. Tell me I'm being silly.
Ed, are you thinking of quitting your job?
No! Don't say that! No! That would be ridiculous. I've got a family to feed.
But if this is something God is telling you...
You're not really helping me at all, Whit.
You expected me to talk you out of this?
Could you try?
Sorry, Ed, I can't help you.
I gotta go. Thanks for nothing, Whit. That's what I've been thinking. This is where you guys say something?
Wit's end?
Are you serious?
I told you this is only a passing thought. I just figured I should run it by you.
I think it would be fun if you worked at Wit's End.
Me too. We can get free ice cream instead of free toys.
This is a shock, to say the least, that this even entered your mind.
I know, it's crazy, but I've ignored God before, and he'll get his point across one way or the other.
You mean you think you're gonna get fired?
Why?
You're getting fired?
It's only a possibility. I don't know.
Even if you do get fired, why wouldn't you look for another good job?
I think Wit's End would be a good job.
You're throwing away your life's work for an ice cream shop?
I don't see it that way, Xavier.
You're so much better off than my mother, and that's because you've worked your way to the top. And now you're gonna let that go? You know how many black executives there are in this country? It's pitiful.
Yeah, he's right, Dad.
My life is not a political statement. It's a statement about the faithfulness of God. And because of that, if I feel like he's telling me something, I will listen.
God's telling you to do this?
I don't know, Xavier. But I have to be open to the possibility.
And you don't care what we say about it?
Why do you think I asked?
Then for the record, I think you're making a very big mistake.
Yes, come on in. I don't have much time, so I'll get right to the point. I think your talents would be better suited elsewhere.
You're firing me?
Oh. On the contrary, I'm promoting you. Congratulations, Ed.
Thank you.
What are you still doing up?
I can't sleep.
Oh, I thought I'd come in here and find you playing with your new toys.
No, it's no fun without the kids. What are you doing up?
Can't sleep either. I've been thinking about this decision you're about to make, and, well, the fact of the matter is, I don't want a grumpy husband, and I know you. If you're not doing what God wants you to do, you're impossible to live with. So you need to figure this out.
But I don't want a grumpy wife either.
Don't worry about me right now. Just figure it out.
I may have already done that.
Have you?
Xavier had a good point. I worked so hard to get where I am. You sacrificed so much to help me. The kids deserve sane decisions from their father. Mm. Come on, tell me. Deep down. You do think I'm crazy, don't you?
Deep down, No.
Really?
That's because deep down I know you. You need people. So do I. When we first got married, do you remember what we were gonna do?
Yeah, be missionaries.
Yep, you wanted a get your hands dirty kind of ministry. Maybe this is your chance. You get to be with people and minister face to face.
Okay. But there's something else, too.
What?
God may have nudged me in the opposite direction today. I got promoted.
To what?
Vice President of Acquisitions. It's supervisory. I wouldn't make my trips to Wits End anymore. But it's a 20% raise.
20%?
So you want to take back what you just said?
Kind of. But I guess I can't, huh?
Sure you can.
No, no, I won't. Because I know no matter what, God will take care of us. Figure it out. Hey, but put a hustle on it, will you?
It wouldn't be that hard to get up to speed if you took the job, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
The counter isn't too complicated. Prices are up there on the board.
You know what?
What?
I want a trial by fire.
What do you mean?
If I'm going to get a good idea about whether or not God wants me here, I need to dive into this. I want you to leave.
Okay.
You've shown me everything, so can you go? Come back in a couple of hours?
Yeah, sure. If you think you've got it under control.
Piece of cake. Okay, Stephen, here's your cone.
Uh-oh. Mr. Washington?
Hang on. I'm new here. I have to find the button. There. That'll be 69 cents.
I don't have any money.
What?
I thought I had a dollar in my pocket, and it's gone. Oh, man. I can't do anything right. I'm so...
Stephen, wait. Hang on. Don't beat yourself up. Everybody loses things. Here. Why don't you just take this cone for free?
Really?
Sure. It's on me. We're buddies, right?
Thank you, Mr. Washington.
No problem.
Hey, you guys! Mr. Washington is giving away free ice cream!
What?
Ice
Stephen! Wait! I didn't mean for you. You see, I'm new here. I can't really give away free ice cream. Did you say raspberry? Okay, please, form a single file line here. No pushing.
Hey, why aren't you giving out free ice cream? Is that true?
Apparently.
Uncle Ed?
Xavier, thank goodness. Could you please help serve some of these people?
What's the deal? Is the ice cream that good?
I don't know, but you can't really go wrong when it's free.
Free? Mr. Whittaker said you could give away the ice cream for free?
No, it was sort of my idea.
Are you sure that was a good one?
No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't. I'm gonna bankrupt the shop. I don't even work here. Oh, thank goodness it's over.
I need to sit down.
Whit's gonna kill me.
I'm gonna kill you?
Whit! Hi! What's up? You're back, hey!
Is this sign true? You're out of ice cream?
Yeah.
That's incredible. How many customers did you have?
Well, what's the population of Connellsville?
Well, the customer count should be on the last receipt.
Receipt?
Yeah, right here. The cash register counts the number of people. Two? Two people ate all of this ice cream?
Not exactly. I made a mistake, Whit.
Huh?
A kid came in and didn't have any money, and I gave him a free ice cream. Word got around.
Hence, the entire population of Connellsville?
I'm sorry. I'll pay for all of this.
Oh, Ed.
This is exactly why I lost my company. I give stuff away.
It's okay.
Well, at least I have my answer now. I'll just go back to the office and forget this notion ever entered my head.
Now, Ed, listen to me. I don't know what questions you're still asking yourself and asking God at this point. I have no idea how serious you are about taking this position, but I've known you for 6 years, and I know your talents. If you want this job... it's yours. On one condition.
What?
That you make this place your own.
Mr. Washington?
I'm sorry, Stephen, but we're all out of ice cream.
I don't want any ice cream. I wanted to tell you that I found my dollar. It was in my pocket all the time.
Thank you. You can keep it.
Oh, okay. Hey, could you tell me what this is?
Oh, you found the toy I brought in. You want me to show you how it works?
Okay.
Yeah, I can take over here, Ed.
Thanks. Come on, Stephen. Xavier, why don't you come too?
Sure.
Xavier's great at this game, even better than me. Let's sit right here. This is the operation control pad.
Aren't you a little old for this?
For what?
For playing with toys.
You've never seen an adult play with toys?
No.
You've never had your dad or uncle sit down and play with you?
I don't have an uncle, and my dad died.
Oh, sorry, Stephen. Xavier, why don't you show him these buttons, and I'll measure out how far we want it to go.
Okay, now you see this green button?
Yeah.
That's the go switch.
Hey, give me a little more slack on the string.
Oh, can I hold the string?
Sure.
All right, now let her rip.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's it.
That's cool.
You want to do it again?
Yeah.
Do it again.
Can I push the green button?
Sure.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Uncle Ed.
Where'd you find all these old toys?
In the garage.
Wow. This brings back lots of memories. You know, I made this one out of a single block of wood.
Yeah, you remind me of that kind of stuff a lot. You're really good at this.
I was. Can't seem to come up with any good ideas lately.
I'm not talking about making toys. I'm talking about, you know, the whole dad thing. Are you going to take the job at Wits End?
I don't know.
I bet that kid Steven hopes you do. And on the record, if you take that job, I still think you're making a big mistake.
Okay.
But off the record, you'd probably be pretty good at it.
Like over here in this corner, I would put the connecto blocks there.
Connecto blocks.
Yeah, you can make houses with them and stuff.
Oh, yes, yes.
I'm telling you, Wits End, Connellsville could be the most happening place in the state. Oh, and this over here could be for all the Bible stuff. Action figures, puppets, huge sets where you can perform any Bible story you can think of.
Oh,
that is so nice.
And this is my favorite. This will be the physical challenge room. Rope nets, obstacles, and you have to do it as a team.
Awesome.
It teaches teamwork.
Wow, that's cool. Great.
That's not all. I've got big plans for the computer room, too.
Well, now, hold on, Ed. When I asked you for your ideas, I wasn't expecting you to put this much thought into it.
I'm sorry, did I go overboard?
No, I'm impressed. And I think your ideas would make this Wits End into a wonderful place. Ed, if you want this job, it's yours.
Well, since I've already gotten the go-ahead from my family, I guess this is my decision, huh?
That's right.
Whit, I accept.
In Philippians 3, verse 8, the Apostle Paul says, I count all things lost compared to the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. I think Ed understands that nothing on earth compares to knowing Jesus and doing what he wants us to do. Ed and his family will have to sacrifice a lot in order to do what they feel God wants them to do. But God rewards those who sacrifice for him. So I believe that Ed and his family will be blessed for such a courageous choice. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Toy Man was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Mark Christopher Lawrence, Paul Herlinger, J. Karen Thomas, Niles Calloway, Jordan Calloway, Kyle Massey, Courtney Brown, and Aaron Forrest. Our sound designer was Alan Hurley. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.